As Eddie Vedder once intoned, gonna rise up, turning mistakes into gold. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
been like 2 weeks.
I know. Hopefully our fans are still out there.
Well, I mean, we heard from like four people, okay, three at least, that they missed us.
Yes.
I don't know how sad their lives are, but we appreciate the sentiment for sure. So let's kick this off. My name is Pete. I'm the author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog, and sitting across from me as always is my lovely and talented wife, Gretchen. And we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and hopefully someday, true happiness.
Are you saying you're not truly happy right now?
No, for them.
All right.
I'm kind of annoyed a lot of the time, if we're going to be honest. No, just kidding. We're on this journey with you. And that's what we heard a lot after the last episode. We heard a lot. And by a lot, we mean like five people.
Yeah.
That's a lot for us though. but they really connected with the last episode. They thought that we were funny.
Yeah. They must have been drinking with us.
They could have been. All right. So speaking of that.
Oh, what's in that?
What's in that bottle?
So this is a 2016 Cab Sauvignon. It is from the Yarra Valley. It's a single vineyard from Australia, and it's called Inara. So how's that?
That's pretty good. What's the name of the winery? Is even easy for you.
Helen and Joey.
Yeah.
Estate. So yeah. So, oh, I haven't had any actually. I didn't know we were doing, if we were going to have wine tonight because it was a few extra.
A little
rough weekend.
I had a little less than you.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, we had to have wine for the episode.
It is a small pour, which is good. Oh, that's good.
You've had it before.
It's fruity. It's fruity.
It's really, really good Cabernet. Mm-hmm. The Yarra Valley's got cooler climate in Australia. We get this from our buddy Don.
Ah, whose birthday's today.
It's Don Sreetong's birthday today?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, happy birthday, Don.
I don't think he listens, but if he did.
But if he did, he doesn't really need to lose any weight. Although he was bigger at one point.
Yeah.
He did lose a bunch of weight.
He lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Yes, I remember that when you worked for him.
Yeah.
That talk about him.
Uh-huh.
So anyways.
And our buddy Paolo, who also definitely doesn't listen.
No.
But he distributes it for
Don. Oh, that's right. Don. Oh, right.
This is the one that I bought like a third of the entire production, just under a third of the entire production. And we've sold all but a few cases of it because it's so darn good.
Well, we bought that because we're trying to get some olive oil out of Pablo too. So, you know, he's got
Will sell us olive oil anyway.
He's got the good olive oil.
I know. I can't wait for that.
So it's good wine.
It is.
A yummy wine.
So it has been 2 weeks.
Yes.
And in that time, a lot of big things have happened. Huge things. Now, people are thinking Thanksgiving.
Right.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
More importantly, we got a couple of reviews.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about like the fact that I put up my Christmas decorations.
Oh my gosh. So, all right. I got to go backwards. In order to get the lyrics right, a lot of the times I'll look them up just so they're in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm not just making stuff up.
No.
Sometimes I know the lyrics, but in this case, I just wanted to make sure I got it because I thought it was a pretty good lyric, especially if we really get to what we were going to talk about goals. It's kind of cool, right? Gonna rise up, turning mistakes into gold. That's from that Into the Wild movie.
Into the Wild?
Yeah. Eddie Vedder. I mean, yeah. I love me some Pearl Jam. But when I took the screenshot, it was from a list of wines that will, you know, do really big things for you, like if you're thinking about goals.
Yeah.
You know, so they've got Don't Stop Believing by Journey and stuff like that. The one just under Eddie Vedder.
That's probably a Bon Jovi one.
It's not.
Oh.
It's way better than that.
I don't understand.
R. Kelly, the world's greatest. So that cracks me up. Number one, R. Kelly's got some problems.
Right. He's got issues, but he's got an amazing voice.
He does. And we know that firsthand.
Yes.
So Thanksgiving, it was like this time of year, some years back before he went broke and had to sell his house.
Right.
Is really, I mean, dude's got issues with young women.
Yeah.
But he shopped at my store at Wine Styles, and he loved one of the wines that I carried. And we hit it off, and he sent his guy in to have us come over on Thanksgiving night.
Yes.
After, like, everybody else would have had dinner. It was pretty late.
It was late. It was a late,
like, 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
And do, like, pour the wine for this dinner that he was going to have, this post-Thanksgiving dinner. And so there was a parade of turkeys.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the parade of turkeys. How many turkeys were there? At least five or six.
At least, yeah.
So like this parade of turkeys, we're pouring wine, people are asking questions. He like wants me to talk about it at one point. Mm-hmm. And then he had entertainment lined up.
Yes.
He had a pianist.
Yep.
And something was wrong. I don't remember exactly. Like the piano didn't work. It wasn't hooked up to the sound system.
The sound system wasn't. Yeah. Because it was like, the sound, it didn't play over the sound. So he couldn't hear it.
Right. And he was annoyed at that for a minute. And then he's like, okay, well, and then he gets up on stage in his house. So it's the former Ronald McDonald house.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Mr. T owned that thing too. Yeah. It was
Ronald McDonald, then Mr. T.
Yeah.
And then R. Kelly.
I think he bought it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, iconic house.
Yeah, everyone, if you're from the South, if you're from Chicago, and if you lived on the South Side, even more so.
Right.
I mean, I learned how to ride my bike on the driveway of the Ronald McDonald
House.
Was that
Park Forest? Or is that Olympia Fields?
In Olympia Fields.
It's Olympia Fields.
Yeah, that's Olympia Fields.
Right next to the Olympia Fields Country Club down there, which is also pretty famous.
Yes.
So R. Kelly gets up on stage and is like, hey, we're having problems. And he starts telling us about how he's been getting into opera.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude busted out about, what would you say, like 20 minutes of a cappella opera?
Yeah.
That was like one of the most beautiful things I've heard.
It was pretty cool.
I don't know why these people with all this talent are so screwed up in the head.
I don't know.
Anyway, he could sing. He might be a scumbag, but he could sing.
It was a good Thanksgiving. A good Thanksgiving story.
It was so interesting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just sitting there. But anyway, that's a big tangent.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little. So anyway, all right. So big things.
Yes, couple good things this week, last couple weeks. And it's not just me decorating the house for Christmas, even though that it should be one of the top.
It's not, though,
it's not
for me.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
The baby likes it.
Yeah. I think so. We got some reviews.
Yes.
That's one of the big things. And they were 5 stars still. Now we have 12 reviews, all 5 stars.
Woohoo!
So one came from PJ Libby, who I know is in sub 30.
Yeah.
And she says, I was a bit late to this party as I just started listening. Not real late. We're not that many episodes in, so don't feel bad. And really, if you never made it, that you're in the majority.
I mean, but if you think about it, it's been like 3 months that we've been.
Yeah, it has.
It's 12 episodes, 1 week.
Almost. Well, we had 2 in 1 week and we skipped a week. So it's almost exactly 12 weeks. So she goes on, I've pretty much binge listened to the first 9 episodes and love that I still have number 10 out there. I'm not looking forward to having to wait every week for Fat Man Chronicles to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The husband-wife team perfectly does something, like, you know, cuts off the review.
Oh.
I don't want to bring it up on the phone because it makes a buzzing noise.
Yes.
But anyway, thank you so much for that. That's way nicer than I probably would have been to me. And then the next one was TKCOX2, so TK Cox 2. Pete and Gretchen have great conversations about real life struggles with diet, weight, and exercise. They have funny banter with jokes and views from the couch. You're famous. Your views from the couch are famous.
It's famous.
I listen to this podcast first every week and I'm thoroughly enjoying my education regarding the fine wines they review.
Oh.
First every week. This is becoming pressure now.
I know. I can't handle this. We might have to stop.
And then the biggest news. I get to make swag.
He gets swag, people. Somebody.
Linda,
yes.
You're the best.
Linda.
Linda became a patron.
She's our and she became a patron because she wanted swag.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to make swag. So it's going to take a little while.
Yes.
You know, this is the busy season for me. So it's going to be
for swag. Oh, no, for you. Yeah.
It is busy probably for swag too, yes. But it's going to take me a little while to get in there.
They got all the award shows coming up. I mean,
I know. I don't want to have to compete with
the Oscars. Yeah. So it's, you know.
And the Golden Fat Man goes too.
We'll have our own awards. That'd be awesome.
We got to figure out what Linda's favorite part of the show is, and I got to make her something special for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we'll have certain things, you know, the Be Better Today hashtag
right,
on a mug
sure.
or something, right?
Yeah.
I really want a hat just like 10 Junk Miles made.
Yeah.
Because that thing is the most comfortable running hat in the world.
I know you like it.
I know. I never thought I would say that a trucker hat was the most comfortable one I've ever put on, but it's by far the best one.
Yeah.
I wore it today on my run.
There you go.
But Linda gave $10.
Now we got to claim it though.
And then, so I text you. So she knows that's per month?
Yeah.
Because why would anybody want to give us that kind of
I know. Well,
dough?
She was just like, oh, I didn't realize it was per month. She's like, a good thing I didn't do 100. I'm like, why would you ever give us 100? I'm like, that's crazy.
Well, she doesn't cancel that thing. It'll go to 120, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
I think it's just recurring until you tell them to stop.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate it because now I get to make swag.
Now you get to do swag.
And probably embarrass you even more because now I'm emboldened. Like people, hey, be a patron. Help us, you know, out here. This is getting expensive. It really doesn't have to be, but I have no skills when it comes to editing. So we've got to ship it off.
Skills.
I don't have any skills.
You have no skills.
Napoleon Dynamite references all night.
There we go. No, that's all I know. I don't know.
Vote
really
for
much.
Pedro.
Yeah.
That's it?
I think I've only seen the movie like once, maybe.
Oh, that's sacrilegious. You've never seen Die Hard.
I've never seen Die Hard.
The greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It is not the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It is too.
No, it's not.
I made you watch Godfather.
I did, yes. Many
one
years
and
ago.
Two, right?
And I think you made me sit through three.
Oh, no. I would never sit through three.
We don't have that? Because we have one and...
It doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
That's a figment of your imagination.
Oh, okay.
That's like a... Like that... that
I thought
that
you extra, made me sit through three too.
No, that extra disc that comes in that package is like a coaster.
Oh, okay.
Nobody should ever watch Godfather 3.
I really thought we watched it, but okay. No.
And what else? Oh, you haven't seen Rocky. That's another one that
seen
always
Rocky
floors
either.
Me.
No. This was never on my...
I don't get it.
That wasn't on my thing. Wasn't my thing.
But we're like an underdog podcast. Like Rocky was an underdog boxer.
True. Wait, is that? No, that's the. I've seen Lethal Weapon. Does that count for anything?
No.
Oh, all right.
It had nothing to do with this.
I feel like it's all kind of the same.
No.
No. All right. Things blow up. Guy movie.
All right. Yeah. We gotta. I guess we should move on. But okay. I really appreciate the. Well, I think you appreciate it too, Linda.
Yes, we do. We do for sure.
Pledging. I mean, there really is a cost involved, and we're more than, I mean, we foot the bill. We never planned on anybody really giving us much. I just wanted swag, and you wouldn't let me until we got patrons. But, you know, it would help pay for the wine for the podcast and editing, hosting, equipment, all that good stuff. But, you know, during the holiday season.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Buy things for other people.
Not be our patron.
And then the other big thing was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, big. We hosted this year. First time. Well, we've cooked before at your parents' house, but this is the first time we've hosted a family Thanksgiving at our house. And
by we, you mean you.
Well, you put the turkey on the grill.
I did. I whipped some potatoes.
You whipped some potatoes after I peeled them and boiled them and drained them. You whipped them. Yep. And
now, let's be honest here. It's not that I wouldn't help or
no,
I don't help
you. I enjoy
you,
it.
This is like your thing.
I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays to cook for. It's my favorite.
I was
going to
say what would be more Halloween or?
Well, the Christmas is fun too sometimes, but.
Yeah, but it's not as traditional. Like Christmas could be anything.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, and it's like growing up as a kid, my mom would always make for your birthday. She would cook whatever meal you wanted, and my brother always wanted prime rib. That was his meal,
prime rib.
And I always wanted Thanksgiving. And so my birthday's in October, So I would make her make me Thanksgiving.
And it's only like a month
and
before.
And it's only a month before. So
that's a good
she
trial
had
run.
To do it twice. But I love Thanksgiving. So yeah, so we hosted. And like we said in the podcast before, I tested out a few of our NSNG recipes, and they all turned, some of them turned out good. So we found a great gravy recipe.
Yeah, the gravy's
gravy
very
was
tasty.
Was very tasty. It, instead of using flour for the roux, it uses tapioca powder. So
it congeals fast.
Yeah. So
it's got to be hot.
So I used the the first time I made it to recipe, right? And it like congealed within seconds.
But it still tasted good.
It was still tasty, but it congealed within seconds. So for Thanksgiving, I used like half of what the recipe actually called for, and I thought it held together better.
It was richer too.
Yeah. Well, I also used the stock from the turkey. So I used the drippings from the turkey, and I did not strain out the fat. It just basically—
Because we're eating
right.
that.
I mean, even though you don't really want that grease, you know, at the top it just doesn't necessarily always feel good on the tongue, but it was very tasty. And your family some of them can be some picky eaters. I mean, Uncle Mike, he loved his pen.
He gave us a hard time tonight.
Oh, he did.
Because I explained what was on the table.
So that people would know, like, hey, this has, you know, no sugar in it. And this is made with, you know, almond flour instead of regular flour, you know, just so that people are aware. Yeah. So they're aware of it. And Uncle Mike was just like, he was funny. I thought he was funny. I know he didn't mean it. It was funny, though. In my opinion, I thought it was funny.
You didn't think it was, when I threatened to kick him out. He didn't stop.
I thought that was funny too.
What was a couple of, well, one, there's a video on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I don't think I posted it to Instagram for whatever reason.
No, I think you did.
Oh, I did?
I think so.
I think it's on Instagram. Oh, it is on Instagram too, because it got a lot of views on Instagram. But if you go to either Instagram or at Fat Man Stories or to Facebook, you can see a video of us walking around showing you the food. Mm-hmm. Not sure why that's entertaining, other than we haven't posted video.
No,
really.
Yeah, so you can actually see what I look like. You were not on the, and I had no makeup on or anything. So yay!
You really? We've been through this.
Yeah,
so you don't wear a lot of makeup to begin with.
I don't. But I think it was I thought it was
the sweet potatoes. Well, my grandma went nuts.
Yeah, so I made sweet potatoes and I used butter, and I actually used coconut oil in the sweet potatoes and cinnamon nutmeg. And then I, you know, pulsed them together. And then on top, I did a pecan crumble with cinnamon and nutmeg again and a little bit more coconut oil. So it kind of all stuck together. And you baked that off and it was very delicious.
It was like spiced nuts on top of sweet potato.
Yeah.
It was quite tasty.
It was
and
very good.
The stuff you made, the stuffing, which we had eaten before. We had talked about the cheesy bread, even posted the recipe.
Yes.
So we've actually been asked by a couple of people to post some recipes off of this. So we'll put some recipes in the show notes and we'll start. That's actually the number one thing we get asked. can you guys post some of these recipes? And I feel funny sometimes because we're using other people's stuff.
Well, yeah, like but if it's
copyrighted, I feel bad.
I'm finding all this off of Pinterest. So I feel like if you're posting and you're sharing stuff on Pinterest, then fair game for
sure.
Others.
We'll start
and
posting
it's not like
more.
We write the recipes. We post their blogs essentially. So it kind of gets them even more.
Well, I don't know how to do that with the Pinterest thing because I'm not on Pinterest and I have no interest on being on Pinterest. No interest on Pinterest.
It's okay.
But
I like Pinterest.
We can still reprint it.
Yeah.
Or post it and just give the link.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
We're not big enough that anybody's probably going to care.
Exactly.
I don't want to anger people.
No, I can't imagine people being angry by pointing them to their blogs and stuff.
No, that is fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like Real Meal Revolution.
Oh.
Like, I don't feel like I can just, post it. I don't feel like I could, although Vinny Tortorich probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't care if we posted stuff.
Yeah.
As long as we point them back to his page.
Exactly.
And Vinny's got a ton of content. So,
But
we did do a little cheating too at Thanksgiving.
We did.
And so this is Vinny Tortorich again. I've been trying to figure out a word to use besides cheating. And Vinny Tortorich says you have to put life into living, right? So you choose the time to put life into living. And I think he goes like an entire year doing that. Not getting completely off track, But I hate the word cheating because it implies that we did something wrong.
Right.
And we didn't do anything wrong.
No.
We made conscious choices. So whipped
potatoes.
I mean, we call them mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they're mashed potatoes.
Which are like 2/3 butter and 1/3 potato anyway.
Yes.
We use a lot of butter in there. We ate some of that.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as we normally would, though.
No, I normally would have eaten at least 3 times the amount that
right.
I did.
Same here.
We had your cranberries, which are phenomenal. Well, and they do have sugar.
I have a cup of sugar in the whole thing, which is, but it's like 2 packages of cranberries for one and a half cups of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar.
It is, but it's so good. And I didn't.
And we don't eat a lot of it at a time.
Right. I mean, that was one thing I wasn't going. I mean, can I make a simple syrup with, you know, the xylitol? Probably would have tasted okay. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, we could experiment with that throughout the year.
Yeah.
Because I love turkey outside. I like fresh baked turkey a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
That's one of my favorite things.
But yeah, and then the green bean casserole.
And green bean casserole. Those were the 3 things in the main dinner part.
Right.
And so what didn't we have then? We didn't have crescent rolls, which
nope.
I would have eaten at least 2 or 3 of.
Yeah, I would have.
You're not as
I'm
much
not
into
as
that,
much
but
into.
I love the just
yeah.
bread, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have regular stuffing.
Nope, which I love. So that was hard for me because I love it so much. But I liked ours. I liked the keto, so it was good.
And we didn't have the sweet potatoes with the brown sugar and
pineapples and marshmallows.
And giant piles of marshmallows.
So when I was after dinner, you know, everyone gets to take home leftovers, right? And so there's those dishes that I wanted to get rid of because I didn't want to keep them in the house because I knew they weren't going to get eaten. And I also didn't want to be tempted by having them. So, you know, I'm spooning out the sweet potatoes to give to your sister out of the container, and it had a spoonful of them. And it's like, you know, like the little bit left on the spoon that won't come all the way off. I did take a bite of it.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
I know. It was so good too.
Kind of hate you a little bit right now.
I had to save it for the podcast.
That's right. I tell you that all the time. Save it for the podcast.
It was so delicious. I was like, oh, that was good.
All right. Well, and the worst way that we went off our diet, if you will.
Yeah.
You made a quite good dessert.
I did a pumpkin cheesecake mousse, and then I made a pie crust. And I put the mousse, I baked off the pie crust, and then I put the mousse inside the pie crust and let it sit up. So it was kind of like a mousse cheesecake type thing.
Yeah, and it's quite good.
I
mean, we need to cook our crust a little bit longer, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
At least, there's probably a debate with that. I think some people like more chew and I like more crunch.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then I had a little bit, just a very small sliver of pumpkin pie.
I did not have any of the pumpkin pie.
Which is my favorite thing of in the pie-dom. I know a lot of people don't. I
thought
I
you
love
liked
it.
The cherry. I thought cherry was your favorite.
Cherry, I love cherry too. Come on, who are we fooling? I like them all. But the big piece was a piece of apple pie. And I couldn't not have it.
Right.
My awesome daughter, Lily, made this pie from scratch.
Yep.
And it was awesome.
It was awesome. She did such a great job. Everyone loved it.
It is a lot of sugar in there because there's a ton of apples, which have, you know, a decent amount of sugar.
Yeah.
Although they were tartar apples. They weren't Honeycrisp.
They're Granny Smith. But she covers them in brown sugar and sugar and cinnamon.
Right.
And then she did like a caramel
on top of the lattice.
Yeah.
And that lattice got like crispy on the top.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I don't really mind that I did it.
No.
Did I gain a little bit of weight? I did. Gained about 2.5 pounds.
Yeah.
So be it. It'll come off.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure if the pie did it or the sleep eating from a few weeks ago. So
it's hard to tell.
Which I haven't done anymore of.
Right,
so that's
thank goodness.
That's great.
Yay.
But I was not going to pass
no,
up that
you
pie
had,
when my
right.
daughter went out of her way.
Because we didn't have the older
right,
kids.
They weren't here. So
for
that
Thanksgiving.
Was
Thanksgiving. So
that was like a way of kind of having her with
having
me.
Having them with us. Yep, for sure.
And everything, the crust.
It was so good.
Everything was from scratch.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to You got to live. Got to put life in the living.
Exactly. Exactly.
Registered trademark of Vinny Tortorich. All rights reserved. Used without permission.
Make sure we quote everything. So it was a great day though. It was a great day. So leading up to Thanksgiving, I had a big weight loss.
Yeah.
So I had lost like almost 4 pounds in a week.
And I hit
like a new low. And I'm not sure what happened, why it all came off. But then I bounced back up. I bounced back a couple of pounds and stuff. And so I don't know if I just like, I honestly have no idea what happened. Maybe I, you know, was standing weird on the scale or something. Who knows? But I bounced back up. But I pretty much have maintained, like even after Thanksgiving and even after, you know, Saturday night, we went out with some friends and we were drinking. I'm pretty much at the same level that I was before. So
that's good.
Not the 4 pounds. Like I bounced back up. So I kind of just think of that as a fluke. Like who knows what happened. So.
Yeah. I mean, and we've, especially me, I've struggled. I mean, we've talked about it a lot here and I've gotten better lately. Actually, I felt after Thanksgiving, oddly, like I had a couple of days where it was tough.
Right.
And then the last couple of days have been great. I've been more on track with not craving the carbohydrates and sweeter stuff.
Yeah.
And just been kind of eating the meals. And if I need something, I'll have it.
Right.
But I'm not craving it as badly anymore.
Yeah.
Which is really good because I was getting a little worried. And I mean, most of our sugar comes from wine.
And we had a lot.
Well, you keep saying that. I didn't have as much.
It was a lot.
I couldn't have as much. I was driving.
Right.
I was very careful about that.
Yes.
So we did all right. It was a good time, though. Mm-hmm. Happy belated birthday, Jen.
Yes.
Because that's why we were out there. So, well, that night was weird.
That was a weird night. That was a weird night.
So we go to Pinstripes, which is this one of these kind of modern bowling alley places. They've got bocce ball.
Bowling, and then they like have a restaurant.
Dinner, some ballrooms.
Yep, exactly.
That kind of stuff. And you had made a reservation about a month earlier.
I made it back in September.
So 2 months.
2 months ago, I made this reservation because I wanted to make sure last year we went bowling and I was late to reserve and we could only get an hour. So I wanted, it wasn't as much fun. It was more fun if we could have 2 hours.
But you got to meet
the
sandwich king.
Yes, we did get to meet the sandwich, which was fun.
Jeff Morrow.
But we only got to bowl for an hour, which was basically 1.5 games because we have 10 people, 5 on each lane. And well, last year we had 8 people, but still, it's a lot of people to bowl through. So this year, I'm like, I'm calling super early. I'm getting the time I want for 2 hours and we will be set. And that's what I did. And I had it. I was good.
Until a manager walked up to me. Why me? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But he walks up to me and crouches down and he's like, hey, we've got a problem. And I'm like, we or you? He's like, okay, we, meaning Pinstripes, has a problem. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Well, we need these lanes. And I'm like, why our lanes? And he's like, no. I mean, we need all of these lanes. So what is there, 8 or something?
Yeah, there is 8, I believe. Yeah. I think there's 8.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. Details that don't matter. And I'm like, okay, why? And he said, well, whoever booked everything and then let, you know, you guys in or didn't call you, they somebody sold a wedding that takes the entire top floor. So we need it for a wedding. And one, not a bad little way to have a wedding reception. Kind of cool.
Fun. Yep.
Because
sure.
It was an actual wedding. It wasn't like a bachelorette party.
Yeah,
I mean, they were dressed up for the wedding and everything.
Yep.
And I was like, oh no. I mean, I get it's somebody's wedding, but no.
Yeah.
And he said, no, of course, you know, we'll pay for this, pay for the lanes and your shoes. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, what else are you going to do? You know, we had this for 2 hours.
Right.
And we were only there for half an hour.
Yeah, half hour.
And he's like, okay, well, you know, I'll buy you guys a bottle of wine and some appetizers. And I'm like, no, you'll buy us dinner. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, and you'll refund all the money we've spent up until now. Unfortunately, though, I didn't think about other people had spent money. I was pretty selfish about that. Sorry, Don and Tom. So eventually we get to an agreement and then, oh, and then you toss in bocce ball.
Then I'm like, well, because
what are we going to do for 2 hours?
Right. Because like we weren't having dinner until 7 o'clock and it's 5:30. So now we're going to have dinner at 5:45.
Like old people.
And I'm like, that's going to last like an hour. Then what? Now what are we supposed to do? And so I'm like, well, you're going to get us bocce ball court. And so he's like, well, let me go see what I can do. I'm like, you go do that. Why don't you? And so.
So basically... Pinstripes comped our night.
Yeah.
I mean, so basically we bowled half a game.
Yeah.
Give or take. We had wine. We had dinner. We had bocce. We had more wine.
Yep. So, I mean, they made it right.
They did.
It was still not like the evening we were hoping for, but it was still a fun night. And, you know, Pinstripes, they did what they needed to do to make it right. And so... You know,
it was funny though, because I think every single person in our little party wanted to jump in while I'm negotiating. And it's like, I could feel like either people lean in, here I had it, and then, you know, like, okay, or you're holding them back.
Yeah,
you're like,
we
no,
got it.
Just leave him alone. He'll get this.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to let him just get away with giving us a little bit.
No.
I mean, and I wasn't going to not leave. Because
right, it's someone's wedding.
It's somebody's wedding.
We're not
I'm not going to ruin their wedding night
exactly.
Bowling.
No, we weren't going to do that.
It is Jen's birthday, but
it
still.
It is, but yes. So
that was
interesting. Weird. It was a weird Saturday
it was.
Night.
And it was a difficult meal, too, for me, because I wanted things like the chicken parmesan.
Yeah.
Which Boone ate right across from me. So I got to watch him.
You had to watch him.
Eat slower.
And then
creepy?
They read out all the appetizers that are like fried.
Oh, they were all fried.
And
or
like
bread.
Oh, and then the dessert platter.
Oh, that dessert platter came literally like on a giant cutting board.
Yes.
And there was four or five different
desserts. There's some chocolate thing in the middle. Then there's the bread pudding, carrot cake, and then the cheesecake.
Oh, and I caved. I had one cheesecake.
I had a bite of the carrot cake. Oh, and then we switched.
We split a bread pudding, which were bite size, but we split that.
But still, that
amount of sugar was probably more than we'll eat in the entire week this week with wine.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was still a very good meal. And, you know, we're very grateful that, you know, they made it right. And so, you know, it could have gone badly.
It could have, especially,
could have gone badly.
Especially with my famous temperament.
Well, and I can get a little, like, when
well,
it
you
comes...
You were testier than me. I was pretty...
Well, because I know, like, I had planned this, you know? I called. It wasn't like we just showed up on a Saturday night and tried to get lanes, you know? I planned this for two months to make sure it was a night that everyone can go to, get all the people. We were all excited to do this, and then...
Bottom line, we still had a great time.
We had a
phenomenal time.
Yes, we did.
And the dinner with that dessert thing, what it did for me is made me realize I could do this long term, because I don't think long term I'm going to have a bite here or there. I'm just not going to have 10 bites anymore. Like, I could have wiped out that platter.
Oh, easily.
On my own.
Oh, like, easily. I could have finished
every carrot cake.
I could have finished every bite of that carrot cake with no problems whatsoever.
And so taking a step back, making decisions on when to put life into living, Vinny, I like that better than cheating.
Yeah.
Because
right?
I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, there's nothing we're doing wrong.
I don't want to do that often, though.
Right.
I do want to be careful about it, and I do want to get back into that first phase. In January, I kind of want to do a re-detox in January of being strict for a few weeks before we go on vacation.
Right.
Just in preparation to get to where I want in a mindset.
Right.
For when we go to Arizona and Disney.
Yeah.
Disney's what scares me.
Yeah.
I don't know how you eat the way we do at Disney other than the turkey leg.
It's just turkey leg nonstop.
It's just one giant turkey leg. Sir, we can only sell you 10 turkey legs. But that
we'll
one scares me.
We'll figure it out.
We will.
We'll figure it out.
I think it's okay that I'm concerned about it, though, because I don't like gaining weight. I don't even like the 2.5 pounds that I gained.
Right.
It irks me.
Yeah.
And I'm running again, and that may have something to do with it, too.
Right.
When I first started running, I had problems with weight loss.
Yes.
And I got
Which
into
is a, why I don't run. Hello.
Right. I think that, though, was because I was rungry all the time because I wasn't eating this way. So I was just shoving carbs in my mouth constantly.
Right.
Super hot visual to say it that way. But anyway, the night was great.
Yeah.
I think that the last couple of weeks have been good. But
it has been
we
good.
Know we have at least one fan of Views from the Couch. So is there any update? Nothing like last time. Last time was like an epic update.
There's a lot going on. There was a lot going on. You know, I don't have a lot of Views from the Couch updates. We're at reunion time for some of the, so a lot of the housewives, what they do is they do the shows and then they have reunion. So after the season airs.
Why do I picture that the reunion is like an episode of Jerry Springer?
It can be.
Do the shoes come off, get flung?
Because they're all wearing these beautiful ball gowns, right? And they're decked out. And they can get a little testy. So I watched Real Housewives Orange County is in their reunion phase. So I watched that today.
Was that the original one?
That was the original one, yes. And so I watched that. And that was, you know... Okay, it wasn't like, it's just unfortunate because two of the ladies on the show are now getting a divorce.
From each other?
No, from their husbands.
I don't know.
So it was kind of sad to see that because they both have children and to see, you know, and it's, you know, the one we talked about before, Shannon, who gained all the weight because of stress in her life and in her marriage, and now she's getting a divorce, and she is, like, dropping the weight. Like, I mean, she's just losing pounds like crazy.
Well, she's got to go back on the hunt.
Yeah. So, you know, she's getting her life back.
Maybe she's on Tinder.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But she's, you know, we're in a reunion. So there's always, like, you know, they start throwing mud at each other. Not literally, but... I don't know. Next week looks, tonight's episode looks like it's going to be pretty good. And then not a lot else.
So the reunion show is more than one episode?
Yeah. So the reunion, it could go three sessions. It depends on like how the season was. So I don't know if OC is going two or three because the season itself was kind of like, So I don't know if they're having two or three.
What I don't understand is who would want to put their life in any kind of like a medium to be on display like that. I mean, like who would make a podcast about their lives
exactly.
and just put everything out
exactly.
there? At least you can't see us.
No. But these people do. And, you know, there's a lot of, is it all faked? It's staged. And I believe some of the reality shows are for sure. But I honestly don't think like these guys are really all that staged. I think this is real, what's going on. I think sometimes they blow it out of proportion. And it's like, okay, get
editing.
Over it. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure that they probably think, oh, this happened. I'm going to make this big and dramatic for the show.
It's the funny part with the whole thing with reunions is, so whenever we end a season, everyone always seems to make up. So everyone's all happy and they make up and they're all ready to go. But then the reunion comes and the reunion is they film it after the season has aired. So everyone has now rewatched, like the wives have watched their shows and now they get all angry all over again.
Oh, mercy.
So it's kind of like, okay, wait, but you guys were all good, you know, last week and now you're like all fighting at each other again. So it's pretty funny. So yeah, so there are not a lot of views. I now that it's, you know, we're going into the Christmas season, I have a tendency to watch a lot of my Christmas movies and that kind of stuff. So, but I will get my reality shows in there. We're starting up with the Beverly Hills is starting up again. And what else is starting? Oh, my Vanderpump stuff. That's just crazy. Those are just crazy. That's a crazy show. So
the Real Housewives of the North Pole?
No. They don't have that.
They don't?
No. Oh. They tried to do a Real Housewives of Chicago once.
Why didn't that work out? Mob?
We don't have a lot, apparently. Yeah, like the wealthy people of Chicago didn't want to be on TV. I don't think we were interesting enough. I don't know. But
well,
they
I noticed,
did.
Like, aren't
they
all
tried
these,
it.
Aren't all of these things... well, no, I guess New Jersey is. I was going to say, aren't most of these things in a warm climate?
No, they have New Jersey, and then...
Is there New York?
There's New York. And then they actually have like I feel like they did a Canadian one.
Oi.
Oi.
Just Canada?
No. I forget. Not like I feel of like Toronto? I don't remember. I think it was like Toronto. I want to say it was Toronto, but I don't remember. I didn't watch it. So
wow.
No, I don't watch
the overseas.
No wonder
it got canceled.
I don't watch the overseas ones. There's like an Australia one too, I think.
What's wrong with that? The accent bothers you?
No.
You think it's actually New Zealand when it's Australia?
Exactly. So, ha, ha, ha.
Right. So not a ton of views from the couch.
No, not a lot of views from the couch this week. I'm trying to, no, not really.
You know, I was just thinking.
Thanksgiving, it's boring. They do repeats and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. I was just thinking the fact that like we're not on camera. I did do the one video.
Right.
But we got, I got a message on Instagram from Tony Smith, who's in Sub 30, mm-hmm. that he was listening to us during his entire run.
And I'm sorry.
That was my first thought. Sorry about that. But, you know, good thing it's not visual.
Yeah,
because
right.
Having to watch me while you're running would be enough to make anybody sick.
Yeah, not so much.
So what else happened? I signed up for a race.
You did. You have a new one coming up.
So I already was signed up for a spring half marathon, which mm-hmm. is the one from deferring the
birthday.
Yeah, the birthday one. So when I deferred that, it went to an April PR 0.1, and it's like a 3.2 or 3.3 mile loop mm-hmm. That will be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let's look up another race. And I was thinking about doing one in March, maybe like a 10K leading up to it. And then the Shamrock Shuffle in Chicago went on sale.
Yeah.
And
you said, why don't you do it?
Right. I said, why don't you do it?
And I laughed.
And you said, you're not ready for that.
No.
Which
it's a lot of pressure.
And it got me thinking, though, about the time
that we did do it.
That we did do it. So I had run it before, which is the funny part. Like I had run it one
yes,
other time
you had.
Before that. And I had run it in like an hour, 6 minutes and 30 some seconds.
Yeah.
This time we decided to do it. We were doing it together.
We did it together up until the very end. We were doing it together. You had to stop.
I had to stop, and I couldn't catch you. I don't think
right. And but you caught you came I, really close. But I kept up with our pace. So we were doing 1 minute runs with 3 walk.
I don't remember.
But we were doing intervals of that, and so I kept it going. I thought it was perfectly well paced.
No. What I meant, I didn't mean that's not, you know, there's another word that's bad, right? Because I don't mean slow, like, oh, you're so slow. I meant like we were taking it slow.
Right.
We were doing it at a pace that was comfortable. How about that instead?
And so, yeah. So you finished not too far after, like you caught up.
I mean,
up.
I ran
yeah,
to,
you
try
caught
to,
up.
To try to catch up because it was a long line at the porta potty.
Yeah.
It was
terrible.
Yeah.
And you were, and it was towards the end. So,
and you were sore.
So after we ran, we went home. We were living in the city at the time. So we went home and I immediately got into the bathtub.
Yeah, you're like soaking.
I was soaking. And then
I got a text.
Yeah.
From Greg Capelli, who was worked with my dad.
Yes.
I think he's technically my dad's boss.
I think so. Yeah.
And Greg said, hey, do you want to go to the Blackhawks playoff game? It was game four,
and they were down.
They were down
three games, nothing. Yeah,
To Vancouver.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, but I better ask Gretchen because she's soaking in a tub because
really
she can barely
right
walk.
Yeah.
So I asked you, and you're like, yeah.
And so I got out.
And then
I downed a bunch of Advil.
And it was in the third balcony, like pretty far up.
Yes. No. We were in the balcony. Yep. Yeah. I thought
it
we were
pretty
in this,
far up. You had to climb all those stairs.
Yeah.
I remember. Believe me, I remember how much pain you were in.
It was not fun.
But
it was a fun game.
It was.
And they won.
They did win.
They won that game.
They won
game.
Big that
they
night.
They won. And then
7-2 or something.
Yeah. And then they went 3 straight and then they lost.
Yeah. They lost in game
in seven
that year.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun.
It was. So, and the Shamrock Shuffle was a lot of fun. It was a fun. It's a fun race.
I think that was 2011. It was right after the cup year, I think.
I think we were living in the city.
I think it was 11. We could look it up later.
Yeah.
Again, unimportant details.
Unimportant details.
But I signed.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. Unimportant details.
I know, is that, it's going to bother you?
It's really going to bother me, yeah. Because we were married in 2009. And we lived with your parents.
There's something I wanted everybody to hear.
2010. We moved into the apartment in 2010.
I think we've already talked about that.
And yeah, it was 2011.
It was 11.
Yeah, 2011. Yep, okay. We're good.
Yeah.
I had to make sure.
Okay. Now back to the Shamrock Shuffle.
Right, so you
I'm excited about it because training for spring races is tough.
Yeah.
Like, it's very tough. So having some milestones in there is going to be great. Mm-hmm. I tried to look one up for when we go just a 5K. Just a 5K.
Right.
Terrible words tonight
for
me.
Yeah, you're doing horrible.
Just is horrible.
Yeah, you're just...
I wanted to do a 5K, maybe even a 10K in Arizona because my running's going really well. I'm at like 3 miles right now, comfortable with negative splits, and my speed is good. Mm-hmm. So I thought about a 10K. I'm like, maybe I'll just do that. Maybe I'll do a 5K in order to make sure that I'm in a good pace, a good rhythm. And I'm in Arizona, so I thought, well, there'll be like 500 of these things.
Right, because it's perfect weather.
And there's not a single one in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
There's one that I could find in Phoenix and one I could find in Goodyear.
And
that was it. Well, they're both like a half hour away from Scottsdale, give or take. And I'm like, do I really want to drive a half an hour, 40 minutes to go run a 5K? Or do I just want to run around the neighborhood and maybe go to a mountain?
Right.
You know, I'd rather not be in the car for an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Get the run in and go hike somewhere.
Yeah.
So there's no race in Scottsdale that I could find so far.
Well, if anyone knows of one.
If anybody knows of one, if anybody listens in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know if we have any Arizona listeners.
I don't know either. Or if you're in the Scottsdale area and want to run at my pace, not lightning quick, it would be great to see somebody and have a run with them.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to be signed up for it.
Yeah, no. And it was like you said, you got it. It was like, for whatever reason, because the Shamrock Shuffle, they sell out. Like, that usually sells out. So I'm shocked that they had it on sale.
I think they let a lot of runners in this thing now.
Oh.
I mean, this is a giant race.
Yeah, it is pretty big.
I don't think it's much smaller than the marathon, to be honest. It's a big one. And that people have asked, are you going to enter the lottery for Chicago? I've never run a marathon, and I just don't know if I want my first one to be a big city one where I'm standing around for all that time.
Right.
I kind of want to just find a smaller one that I could run and get it under my belt.
Yeah.
It's definitely a goal, which leads us to the topic of goals.
Goals.
Which is what we plan on talking about. But let me check the time.
How are we doing on time?
We're already 46 minutes into this thing.
Oh my goodness.
So we may want to just give a preview.
Maybe
a preview of the goals that we'll talk about. Ooh, a tease.
A tease.
So we wanted to get a jump on talking about goals for 2018.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. I wanted to get a jump on talking about goals for 2018.
Yes.
The big reason is I feel that if you wait too long, it's harder to make them realistic.
Hmm.
And I also feel if you wait too long that sometimes you could have opposite problems, right? I think somebody, and I could be wrong, but let me just say it. Somebody like you, I'm thinking, is more of the longer we wait, the more you'll just push off thinking about any and probably just let it go.
Yeah.
Somebody like
goals are good. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, do goals motivate me? I don't know.
This is going to be a great topic for next time because I don't understand that at all. I mean, how do you not have goals in life?
Goals in life.
Okay, well, that's just part of the goals in life. How does that, if you've got goals, how do you not think they're motivating?
My goals are just to live a happy, healthy life.
That's not a goal.
That's a goal.
It's not. Because it's not SMART. The acronym SMART. You know what that
is. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
You know,
he's calling me not smart, people. You hear this? I'm not smart.
So you've heard the acronym SMART, though, goals.
Yes.
Do you know what the SMART
stands
for?
No.
This will help you understand why living a happy life isn't a goal.
I think it's a goal.
It's not. And let me tell you why. S, specific.
I don't think you have to say the letter. I think they know how to spell smart.
You just I was going to spell it for you.
Oh, someone's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Specific, measurable, measurable.
Happiness can be measured.
Not really. Attainable.
At this point, I don't know if happiness is attainable.
Realistic. And time bound.
Oh.
It's not a goal.
I think it's a goal.
You're going to annoy the hell out of me with this.
Probably.
That's not a goal.
You could just let it go.
I can't. Because that's something that you want to achieve in life. Okay, from that definition, I'll let it be a goal.
There you go.
It's not something that...
It's not in the frame that we're talking about here.
It's really...
How about it's that, not in the frame that we're talking about here?
It's esoteric. That's the word of the day, esoteric.
I'll give you a word of the day.
Couch. But in reality, though, we need some goals, right? And you know, whether they're... So for me, I'm going to have a weight loss goal.
You're right.
That's going to be very...
That's one of mine, too.
That's going to hit the SMART criteria. I'm going to have racing goals because I want to do a lot of racing.
Mm-hmm.
And other goals, too, that... hit on other parts of life. But I want to be happy, not a goal. I want people to be patrons, but not a goal.
My goal is to have one more patron by January 2019.
I think that the default, because I didn't change it when I put it up there, I think the default goal is $300 a month.
Shut up.
If we can figure out a way to make $300, I might take this seriously. Maybe we can make $3,000, you know?
Ew. No. That's crazy.
I would really have to start claiming. Refunds. But I think that talking about goals is a good idea for 2018.
Yep.
Both for us individually, as a family, things that we want to accomplish together.
We put Michaela on some goals.
Well, I bought her a Fitbit. Is that she's two? That's Fitbit. That's the year of Fitbit, right?
The year of Fitbit. Yep. That's her present.
That's what you get when you're two in our house. You get a Fitbit.
Exactly.
I'm seeing a little bit too much belly on my baby.
Oh, she's got the cutest belly.
She does have a little belly.
She does.
I had her laughing so hard tonight. I know. That was great.
It's a good thing she had already gone to the bathroom because I was a little nervous there. I was like, oh boy.
All right. So maybe next time we can come back.
All right. Next time we'll list our goals. We'll list our goals.
People are going to be like, I can't believe we have to wait a week.
We're going to get some hate mail now.
But you have another week to actually think of goals.
I have some in my little brain. There's some in there.
We'll talk about that too.
My little brain?
Where they reside, I think, is important.
Oh, that's right. You're probably going to want me to write them down or something.
Maybe.
You have to hold me to it. You're going to have me sign it.
Well, it's funny. When I was thinking about the acronym, the SMART acronym, uh-huh. Right? Attainable, you know, realistic, specific, measurable. But what's not in there in the A, I always thought the A stood for either attainable or I always said it was
accountable.
It is attainable. I always think about it, you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're on a podcast every week.
I know, I guess.
And until we get really good at lying, accountable.
I could probably make some shit up.
Oh, great. Now we have a word to beep.
Oh.
We've been doing so well. I didn't swear. You swore.
That one doesn't count. That's still PG.
Can it be on NBC?
Yes. It can. They say that word all the time on NBC. NBC. Yes, they do.
They do not.
I bet you they do. We're going to Google it and we'll let you people know next episode.
Thankfully, I think we only know of Lily as a kid that listens to this.
Yeah, I think so.
And
she's heard a lot worse.
She's heard worse from me, unfortunately. I don't think we got to look that up.
I think you can.
After a certain time.
I think you can. I think you can say the S word.
Well, we could say whatever we want on the podcast.
Yes. We're trying to keep it clean, but I do believe you can say that on network television though. Oh. I think so.
Wow. I know you could say other words. Look at how good I am.
I know.
All right, we better wrap this up. Now we're just getting goofy.
I know.
Thank you for listening to episode 12 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music, as always, is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. On social media, all the social medias were Fat Man stories. I'm not going to list them all. You could just go find it.
Pick one, anyone.
FatManChronicles.com to see the blog and podcast. Go to Podbean if you want to become a patron. FatManChronicles.podbean.com. And the biggest things are to subscribe at iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, or Google Play. So far that's, oh, you know what? I saw that we're also on Overcast.
The heck is Overcast?
I don't know. I think it's an aggregator.
Is that a
weather? So we must have had enough hits that it pulled us in.
Oh, that's craziness.
I know. I wanted to get on a couple of other ones, but they said, no, we curate our selection. I'm like, oh, whoop-de-doo. lucky me, can't be on your, what do I care?
We're not curated enough?
It's less work for me. That's great.
I think, does that mean we're not high society enough? Like, what is this? I don't know.
That's definitely true. Maybe if we swore more.
There we go.
But anyway, go and subscribe and leave us a review.
Yes.
1 star, 5 star, doesn't matter. Leave us a review. We really appreciate them. And it does help people find the podcast. And I'm going to ask during the holiday season, it's a season of giving. I'm not even going to talk about the patron thing again.
I was about to say, I'm like, wait, what?
The gift that you could give to Gretchen is to share this podcast with your friends and family. Just make everybody download it on their phone, even if they don't listen.
At Christmas dinner, everyone, you know, just sit around. Or at Hanukkah.
Who needs Christmas
Kwanzaa,
music?
Just, yes, listen to our podcast. I mean, that's...
You should have us like in your remix. Like you have like Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song, Fat Man Chronicles, and like some Sinatra.
There you go. It's perfect.
Or Bing.
There you go.
But not Mariah Carey.
No.
That song annoys me. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. That's been it for the Fat Man Chronicles episode 12. Remember to get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding.